fines up for two.
Harris pushes out to the right to Devin Buffin. He's brought down at the 10-yard line as number 57, Ethan Bruce. I believe that's a before he even started to formulate for the Harbor Beach Pirates. So it remains a 13-point ball game, 21-8 for the Harbor Beach Pirates here in the third quarter still.
Great play there by Ethan Peruski, and he completely blows that play up for a loss of a handful on that two-point conversion play. And that's a big play for them. Keep this game as close as possible. Harbor Beach gets a big six. Unlike that Bearcat defense, don't usually give up the big play. Harbor Beach is able to find one here towards the end of the third quarter. We have 3:08 left in the third quarter, and Harbor Beach now leads 21-8 over the home Bearcats.
55-second drive covered 47 yards. Excuse me, more than that. 53 yards, including with a 5-yard backup, a 56-yard run from Michael Anderson. Two-point conversions, no good. So remains 21-8. Harbor Beach leading the other Bearcats with 3:08 left here in the third quarter. At halftime, Ubley had a nearly double the amount of time possession. In just a short 9 minutes, Harbor Beach has made that nearly identical. Harbor Beach with 14 minutes of possession, Ubley with 13 minutes, 5 seconds. So a switch between the team players so far in the first 9 minutes of the second half. 21-8, Harbor Beach leading the Ubley Bearcats. Nick Glinky will be taking off at the 40-yard line, the left foot across your radio. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hanson, Doug Cole, Rochelle Thompson, Blake Joshua with your call tonight from Ubley. We apologize, we are on our backup systems. I'm sure you could clearly tell that already. Thank you for all those who endured through that first quarter. I still expect to hear every fourth word from it. Luke Woodkin kicks things off. This one's not exactly the same as the last one. Comes in and it's muffed by Ubley, and he has to dive on it at the 34-yard line. And looks like Ubley recovered it just at the last second there. So it'll be a medium field to work with here. On the bottom of the pile, scooping up for Ubley dog Lee Carson Holeski, the running back. First and 10 from the 34-yard line for the Ubley Bearcats, trailing by 13 points.
And the kicker, Wiki, kind of pops that one up a little bit, so it falls short. And as Carson Holeski is sprinting to get underneath it, the ball comes down into his arms, into his lap, and that knee kind of punches it out on him. And good news for him is it did fly forward, but his momentum, he was able to dive on it and preserve this possession for the Bearcats. So crisis averted. Now this offense comes onto the field in a very important position here. They almost need a score here to get back into this game.
Sweetie, back to pass in the pocket, looks downfield, he's smothered by Smolinski, and there's Devin Huff intercepts the pass. He's at the 30 and runs out of bounds at the 27-yard line. Then the pressure from Evan Smolinski made it. Sweeney throw an off-balance pass right into the hands, lost it up into Devin Puff, and on the first play of the drive from the Ubley Bearcats, they get the ball back right back into the hands of the Pirates.
I love the play call. Try to catch him off guard. You haven't done it all day. He's done it one time in a predictable situation. This was unpredictable, and he actually had two receivers down the field and one deep safety covering both of them. He had an option, and he could have let it fly, but instead he hesitated just 1 second, and that's all the defensive line takes. As Smolinski is able to get into the backfield and cause a little havoc, he makes contact with Casey Sweeney as he's trying to let it go, and it just flutters just over the defensive line, right back into that linebacking core, and there are three white jerseys there in the middle one. Devin Puff, and he picks it off and runs harmlessly out of bounds and now puts Harbor Beach in a really good position to try to blow this game wide open.
Anderson in the cornerback. He has a receiver. He has lots of yards. He has the first half out of the 10 to the 5. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. 2:48 left in Harbor Beach with just one play from 27 yards out. And Anderson now has his second touchdown of the evening. It's now Harbor Beach 27. Probably eight.
There's one stat sometimes that can be totally blown out of proportion. It's called time of possession. Because when you score in less than a minute on two straight drives, that becomes irrelevant. Michael Anderson is a man possessed right now and finds the end zone on back-to-back carries, and he now blows the doors wide open on this game. Harbor Beach extends the lead 27-8 over a stunned home crowd here starting the second half.
At halftime, it was a one-point lead for the Ubley Bearcats. That was just 9 minutes and 12 seconds ago. Now it's 27-8, and Harbor Beach is going for two. Anderson in the shotgun is going to be keeping it right up the middle. Now turns to the right, and he's in untouched for the two-point conversion, and now it's Harbor Beach 29, Ubley 8. with 2:48 left in the third quarter, right here on the WLM Sports Network.
Are you a farmer, construction worker, tiler, or excavator operator and need a phone that is rugged and can stand up to the long hours you put in every day? If so, you need to hear about the Cat S48C, available at Thumb Cellular. The Cat S48C smartphone is built with the same durability you'd expect from Cat equipment. It can withstand drops, dust, and can even be submerged in water. With a tough screen and a long battery life, the S48C will get you through your day. Now through September 30th, Thumb Cellular is offering a free Cat power bank, a $65 value, with any Cat S48 smartphone purchase. Plus, get 1 month free service if you upgrade your phone, add a line, or make the switch to Thumb Cellular. So hurry to a Thumb Cellular office near you in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky before September 30th. Free Cat power banks are only available while supplies last. For more ways to save, visit thumbcellular.com/deals. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to the WLW Sports Network. As the Iowa Reach Pirates have absolutely blown this one wide open in the first 9 minutes of the second half, as they have now scored 22 unanswered points in the first 9 minutes of the second in this third quarter.
I'm going to reiterate what you just said. When we kicked off at halftime, Auburn was leading this game 8-7.
With all momentum on their side.
Right, but that halftime break couldn't come quick enough, apparently, for the Pirates, because it has completely flipped sides, and Iowa Reach scores a couple of times quickly.
And Luke Whitney's kick is brought in inside of the 20 as it went right over the head of their intended receiver. That would be Carson Holeski, and he's brought down, and he's inside the 20, and it's going to be brought into the 17-yard line. Obviously, nothing is going right or as planned.
That's back-to-back kicks that Carson Holeski struggled with. The first 20, he come up on quick, and it hit his knee, and he was able to save that play as it bounced off his body. This time, the ball bounces in front of him, and as it redirects in a different direction, he hits the brakes, and it looks like he's sliding into second base. So he's got to get up and get back and chase that ball down, because it's live, and he picks it up, and by that time, Nathan Seaman and company are there to make the tackle for no gain. And they're on their own 17-yard line to start this drive. Bearcats now really in a bad groove. They've got to get something going here.
First and 10 for the Bearcats. They about 5 yards in a cloud of dust down to the 22-yard line. A 5-yard gain for the ball carrier for the LB Bearcats. That would be... Is that Obrusky? That's Obrusky on the carry. Tackle made by number 75, Jacob Kirsch. Defensive tackle, 6'4", 220-pound senior. Second down, 5 yards to go for the Bearcats. 2 minutes, 15 seconds left in the third quarter. Iowa Reach 29, oblique 8. Two formations, Sweeney under center from the 22-yard line. Taking their time, the handoff right up the middle again. And, that's Shane Ozentowski.
Four-year-on-tower, doesn't he?
That's Shane Ozentowski all the way out to the 34-yard line, a gain of 12, and he nearly broke his last tackle. First and 10 from the 34-yard line.
There was two white jerseys there, and he ran over both of them. And the last one, I think, made a shoestring tackle. Otherwise, Shane Ozentowski bowls right over him and almost keeps his momentum in balance for a huge run. But nonetheless, a much-needed first down here for the Bearcats.
Minute 40 left in the third quarter, trailing by 21 points. And off right of the gut, and not much going there except about 3 yards out to the 38-yard line. Out of that pile somewhere is a black jersey. Shane Ozentowski on the carry. Tackle made by Harbor Beach's Elliott Seaman, a linebacker now, replacing Cade Boynton.
Keep in mind, Cade Boynton was your leading tackler for that Harbor Beach defense with 7 tackles. So Elliott Seaman slides into a very important position there in that linebacking core. Does a nice job there making that tackle. Second down, 6 to go for the Bearcats.
Working off the right half, it's handoff to I do believe Austin Dobson one more time.
Oh, that time around the right side is going to be Colin Oberski.
I cannot tell these numbers whatsoever. Down to the 43-yard line, tackle made by Grant Swiglinski, the other Swiglinski. And this one's going to be very close, and they're going to say first down, move the chains for the other Bearcats. First and 10 from the 44.
Nice run there by Oberski. He's had a couple of really